My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Father Deus Nadja, and now the associate pastor of this parish. It is a blessing and a privilege for me to be here, to be part of this community of Holy Family. Thank you, Deacon, for giving me the opportunity to preach this morning. He was supposed to preach, but he was like, "Father, go for it." I'm like, "I will." And they made sure that the battery of my mic is fully charged. But I will not preach for so long. Just kidding. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel reading today, I believe, speaks to each one of us. We are told that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, these men, they bring a paralytic who was lying on a stretcher, and they lowered him to have the encounter with Jesus. And indeed, he had the encounter with Jesus. And it is so fascinating that when this encounter happens, Jesus encounters him spiritually first. He says, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." And of course, people who knew Jesus and who were opposing to him, most especially the scribes, they say, "This man is blaspheming." But of course, Jesus challenges them and he says, "What is better, to say that your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk?" And of course, Jesus knew that he had the authority because he's a son of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, like I said, this reading can speak to us. This encounter can also be our own encounter. Today, Jesus encounters you and I in a special way and profound way. And probably he's saying to you and I, "Your sins are forgiven." And where do we encounter him to forgive our sins? In the sacrament of reconciliation. That's where the love of God is shown to us, in the sacrament of the forgiveness of sins. And we are so privileged that we have always the sacrament of confessions here. Perhaps as we encounter him this morning or every day this week, let us allow him to reach the depth of our hearts. He's saying to you and I, "Your sins are forgiven." From the spiritual to the physical. Sin destroys us. It destroys us from within, and then it goes out. And we know the consequences of sin: resentment, unforgiveness, all that. The devil destroys us from within and then out. Let us allow Jesus today, that we may encounter him like what this man did. And then as I was continuing to reflect, I was like, let's look at the friends that brought this man to Jesus. And Jesus praises their faith. He says, when he looked at their faith, then he had to do something. And I believe that's what community is all about, that each of us, we bring others to Christ in a special way, with those small acts of kindness, visiting another person Maybe making a phone call to reach out, visiting the sick. All we know what we can do to bring others to Christ. Like the way these men did, we can also do something to bring others to Christ. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration, that as we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist this morning, let us allow him also to encounter him spiritually and then physically. We might not be sick physically, but we are sick spiritually. Like this man, Jesus is saying to you and I, courage, child, pick up your stretcher and go. Your sins are forgiven. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us and point us to Jesus, her Son, the one who calls us to that deeper conversion and encounter with the Son. Amen.